Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Spencer Dupuy with analysis as to what happened to the markets today. Here's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities.
The wheat futures closed positive today as the corn and soybean futures made new lows for the current slide to the downside. The wheat benefited from short covering. Now today, the cattle complex traded higher and also closed with triple-digit gains near their session highs. Mid-morning, choice box beef down 20 cents, select beef up 80 cents on a total movement of 68 loads. Lean hog futures traded today mostly positive and made new highs for the current move. Today's daily cattle slaughter estimated at 115,000 head, with hog slaughter 463,000. For more info, call Loeffler Commodities at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Thanks, Tom. Again, that's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Give him a call at 866-468-6866. Let's get a check of the market at the close. June live cattle finished up 107 at 216.55. August live cattle finished up 165 at 211. Even August fed cattle finished up 292 at 301.75. September fed cattle finished up 320 at 390. June lean hogs finished down 47 at 185. July lean hogs finished up 5 at 104.97. To the grains market we go. Kansas City wheat for July finished up 6.5 at 539 and 3 quarters. September Kansas City wheat finished up 6.5 as well at 553 and a half. July Chicago wheat finished up 5 even at 539 even. September Chicago wheat finished up 5 even as well at 553 and a quarter. July corn finished down 5 and 3 quarters at 538 and a quarter. December corn finished down 2 and 3 quarters at 535 and 3 quarters. July soybeans finished down 8.25 at 10.33.5, and September soybeans finished down 10.25 at 10.07.75. To the outside markets we go. Crude oil futures up $2.07 a barrel at $62.86 a barrel. Our Bob gas futures up over 4.5 cents at 2.0605. Gold futures up $87.80 an ounce. To the stock market we go. The Dow down 13.09. The Nasdaq up 120.41. This is the Kansas Ag Network.